We've entered that time of year, the happy season. Except it isn't always a happy season. For many people, this is a very depressing time of year. Perhaps it's the expectation levels. We're all supposed to be grinning like Cheshire cats as we go over the river and through the woods to Grandmummy's house. Ta-da. Well, for whatever reason, there are problems associated with this time of year, which is why we are talking tonight with Jason McLean, whose website is MyDivorcePapers.com. Well, that's a cheery topic, Jason. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks so very much for having me.
What is it about this time of year? Is it, to what I said, the higher expectations? Is it the jamming of people together? Because you probably see between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, you probably see more relatives than you do the entire rest of the year. What is it that rubs raw relationships?
You know, you have to start with the fact. And the fact is, yes, it's very true that everyone's getting together, everyone's having that holiday cheer, everyone's got that wonderful idea that the world is going to finally be better in the new year. And the most amazing truth that we've seen over 15 years, Jim, is the biggest spike in divorces happened right after the holidays, sometimes 3 and 4 to 1. Divorce attorneys are going crazy. Courthouses are ringing the bell every single day, and people are filing. The holiday season is one of those things where people just have to take a deep breath, right? Be patient with themselves and realize that their family, their friends, everyone who's joining together, everything is the best thing since pockets and sliced bread. The real truth of the matter is, it's another day ending a year that may have been amazing or may have been the worst year in the entire world. But it's a climax, and every time you get to the end of the movie, it's either a sad movie or it's an exciting movie. It was a good ending or a bad ending. Well, every single year is the exact same thing, and those carry over into our relationships. They carry over into our marriages. And more importantly, the how we dealt with this year carries over into our lives. And we can't stop that. It happens year after year. So the holidays is an emotional time. It's an exciting time, but it's also a confusing time that changes people's perspective very easily and very quickly.
1-866-50-JIMBO is our number. 1-866-505-4626. I'm wondering also about the amount of money we spend this time of year. This is a big spending time. Of course, if you're in retail sales and the like, that's great. If you're an individual paying it out, I mean, you're taking some hits. We know that money can be a problem in relationships, and I'm wondering the extent to which money is a factor in this tendency to wrap up the year on the sour note of divorce.
You know, it is a factor. It always is a factor. I mean, if you just take it not only just to the end of the year, but throughout the entire year. On average, we've found over the past several years, women who make more money than men tend to be the ones filing for a divorce. It's quite consistent. And usually if they're making anywhere from 15 to 20% more than a man is, they'll be the one filing. And when it comes to your assets and your debts, listen, I can tell you, come at the end of this year, the decision to make, to end their marriage usually happens around this time of year. Decisions to start a marriage happens over holidays and many times, which is the biggest mistake in the entire world. So if you're thinking about, hey, I want to start my life with this brand new gentleman, this amazing young lady over the holidays, you'll end up probably at my website at mydivorcepapers.com filing for a petition for a divorce come the next holiday in gear. But money holds a big factor. Listen, we overspend every single holiday. We write checks that we just simply cannot cash because we're trying to either A, show someone we love them, B, show someone that we are amazed by them, C, give something back to someone else. But the reality is we just don't track the checkbook. And in the marriage, finances become one of the biggest, most difficult challenges that couples deal with. I mean, they have these things, Jim, that are called pullers and splitters. Happens all the time. And when I go through, I mean, we file thousands of divorce cases every single month for 15 years. And we look at all the data and all the individuals on the site that go through and give us their information. It's kind of like a TurboTax for filing for a divorce. So they give us all their information. We look at this. So there are those people who get into a marriage and they pull all their finances together. That means my wife makes this much money, it goes into one account. The husband makes this much money, it goes into one account. So they have a joint account for everything. Then there are splitters. And the splitters say that she has her money and I have my money and we keep everything separate. And there's pros and cons to both. I mean, you could sit up there all day long and say, he overspent, but I have my money. But then that brings other challenges whereby we're hiding from each other, we're keeping secrets from each other, but at the same time, we're adding independence. So the bottom line is, a marriage, a family, a couple, before they walk down that memory lane or even in the midst of these holidays, needs to make the decision that says, here's what we're going to do together, and make sure that decision does not divide them. Because your money and your marriage, they're married together, and you can't get rid of them or separate them no matter what you try to do.
Frankly, is it too easy to get divorced in this country?
Yeah. I do that because I held the number one divorce site in North America for 15 years, and we process thousands of divorce cases every single month.
And I understand you have a vested interest. You have a dog in this fight. But nonetheless, I must ask, in all honesty, is it too easy to divorce?
It is. 100%. Listen, yeah, you're right. I have a dog in the fight, and I run my company. I've been doing it for a long, long time. Listen, I've been married for almost 14 years now. I'm a happily married man. I got three kids. I love my wife. I'm very, very happily married. But every single day, I help people in their marriage, because if they made a choice to do so, they can do it in a heartbeat. They can do it in 1 hour online and be done with the entire process. So, yeah, you're right. There is way too simple of a process. And I'm going to tell you honestly, it's completely contradictory to what I do for a living, Jim. If you can take a second, learn to be patient with yourself, with your family, to grieve your losses, to grieve your challenges, if you can find a way to simplify the conversation points, if you can make a checklist of the things you hate and you don't really like, and the things that you can deal with, and the things that you love, and then realize that some of the things you could actually buy out. For example, your wife is a horrible cook. Great. Go out to dinner. Or she doesn't do great with the kids. Great. Get a nanny. There are decisions you can make to fix things. When you make a decision to buy that car and you're in a lease, right? I heard in your last segment you were talking about insurance and things of that nature and what people would pay for. The bottom line is this one. You had said you go into an expensive neighborhood, you see a big, giant, expensive car. You may not buy that car, but you'll take a look at that car, but you have to make a choice, and people have that freedom of choice. The truth of the matter is that people have so many choices today to decide to do one thing or another that no one stands back and says, listen, are you sure you want to go down this road? Are you sure you want to make this decision? Because once you pull that trigger, it's not just you. It's not just your friends that you've built. It's not just your family members. It's not just your kids. You're making a decision to end the life that you have for a new one. Now, maybe you guys can't talk, but listen, be patient with each other. Simplify the reality. Be flexible. The truth of the matter is, when you get married, if you don't realize that you need to pull everything together to work on the situation, there is absolutely no way it'll work. Listen, we have to change every single day. And it's a key to any effective relationship. And the holidays are hard for those who have gone through a divorce or who are about to go through a divorce or consume a divorce. Holidays are probably one of the most difficult times to engage.
All right. We're going to talk with a few folks out there who have some thoughts in that regard. In fact, let's start here with Tom in Port Angeles, Washington. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Jimbo. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You've got a really relevant subject there, but there's going to be a big spike this year because there's an awful lot of the tensions on the fabric of relationships.
Oh, the political fallout.
You bet. Somebody went out and voted for Trump, or somebody went out and voted for Hillary Clinton. And it's going to stack up a lot right here at the holiday season, because that's when all the crazy uncles are out there and all the crazy aunties are out there. And right. things go bad over the dinner table.
All right. Let's ask our guest about that. Jason, is that going to be a factor this year, the Trump-Clinton hangover?
Pick a state in the United States, and I will tell you the increase, whether they're blue or red states, in a filing of men versus women. Pick any state. Pick any state.
Well, okay. We'll pick a state. We'll pick one of the states being contested, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Let's go over to Wisconsin. This is going to just make you just step back and say, oh, my goodness, what did I do today? So Wisconsin has a, there it is, Wisconsin, red state. There is a 8.75% increase in women filing for divorce against the men in that red state.
You mean there are gender gaps in divorce, too?
Oh, yes, huge gender gaps, huge gender gaps. This is taking a look at the reality. It says, and now what does that mean? Okay, let me clarify what that means, because this is true data. So here's what it means. Take the 60 days from October through the election, going back from the election day back 60 days. So it's a little bit of September, all of October, a little bit of November. That 60-day period, and compare it to the exact same time 1 year before. Okay, so you're in an election season, you're not in election season in the year before in 2015. What is the stats of men versus women in blue and red states? I pulled this together. I went down the road, and for the most part, where there is a state that turned red, you've got women filing over men. And a state that turned blue, you can have the opposite side. So every state's a little bit different, one by one by one.
Wow, that is truly remarkable. Right. We're going to come back and talk some more about that, take some more calls again. Our guest, again, is Jason McLean. He's a nationally recognized entrepreneur, highly regarded in his commitment to motivating and inspiring people from all walks of life to develop their potential for personal happiness and financial success. He launched MyDivorcePapers.com 10 years ago after his own divorce, and his website's helped over 500,000 couples expedite their divorces without the need for attorneys, something we'll come back to. Ladies and gentlemen, the holidays, of course, are right around the corner. If you want the gift of looking 10 or 15 years younger this holiday season, pick up the phone now and order Esotique XV. The results are brilliant and really quick. Donna from Kingsville, Maryland says, I love Chamonix products. They absorb nicely without residue, and I look at least 10 years younger than women my age. Esotique XV is better than anything you can find in department stores. Why? Well, plant stem cells, natural peptides, hyaluronic acid, and flower extracts. Amazing ingredients and a proprietary-based delivery system that guarantees quick, clean absorption for maximum results. Simply brilliant, effective, and fast. Call 1-800-481-5160 to try Esotique XV for yourself. You'll feel the difference and see the results very quickly, or your money back, no questions. Call now, and for the first time, you'll get Genucel for bags and puffiness free with your order. Call now, and shipping is also free. That's three free gifts for trying Esotique XV today. Call 1-800-481-5160 or go to xvbeauty.com. 1-800-481-5160. Back in a moment.
Holidays are lonely days for me. No Christmas ain't like Christmas used to be. Since you've gone, it's not the same no more. No Christmas ain't like Christmas anymore.
Kitty Wells right there. A lot of people can sympathize and empathize with that. We're talking with Jason McLean, his website, MyDivorcePapers.com. Aaron is in Dover, Delaware. Hello, Aaron.
How are you today?
We're fine, thank you.
Well, I think on your textbook example, honestly, I had come back from the war in Afghanistan, and I needed back surgery. Now, being a National Guardsman, we don't get the same support that active duty units get. And I had to fight to get a back surgery because I was 100% jacked up. I couldn't feel my right leg or foot. But anyway, to make a long story short, I got my surgery, and I was incapacitated for approximately 6 months, at which time the Army screwed up my pay. And from November 15, 2015, until January 27, 2016, I did not receive a paycheck, and in that time, my wife asked me for a divorce, and we were married for 12 years. And
well, that's a terrible story, to say the least. Yes.
Well, and there's actually more to it. Yeah, she had some guy on the side.
Okay, so it wasn't just a financial situation.
Well, it wasn't just no. And when I was deployed, she was messing around with some guy, but the interesting thing is that while I was incapacitated, she actually went to work, and as soon as she went to work, things in her personality just changed. You know, it's not like she really took care of me or anything to begin with.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what Jason McLean can offer for you in this after the fact situation, but certainly we all sympathize with Aaron, obviously, Jason.
Yeah, 110%. You know, it's difficult when you go through a divorce, and you've gone through that one, and here you are entering into a holiday. And a holiday, since you were just, you know, divorced not that long ago, is probably going to be somewhat difficult. It's probably going to be one of those things where you just kind of sit back for a second and say, everything I went through in my divorce is coming up again. You're going to start to remember what's going on. So listen, focus on other people. The holidays are really about sharing and being thankful and spreading joy around you. Expand your list of people you want to hang out with and spend time with. And the more time you spend with those you love and friends and engagements, the pain of that divorce, the pain of that challenge will begin to go away. And just simplify your life. Make it very, very, very easy. Don't get overcomplicated and do things that you used to do. Start doing new things. And your life can change. And that divorce becomes a thing of the past. You'll never, ever, ever forget it. But you'll find way better ways to let yourself deal with it.
Good luck to you, Aaron. Thank you for your service and thank you for your call. I'm wondering the extent, Jason, to which a lot of the divorces that happened at year's end were going to happen anyway, but it's just that events around the holiday time exacerbated things, became the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, that's always the case. I mean, a divorce doesn't happen in a snap of a fingers. It really doesn't. It's something that's been contemplated more often than not. If you ask any person who's been recently divorced and you ask them the question, how long have you been thinking about ending this marriage? And they're going to go back for days, weeks, months, years in many cases because they're just having that challenge or having that difficulty because two people coming together, honestly, it can be like oil and vinegar, right? It doesn't always mix very well together, but that's the art of literally building a relationship.
Fair enough. We will come back and we'll talk some more with our guest. Again, Jason McLean, our guest, his website, mydivorcepapers.com. Tis the season to be separated, and that's not a good thing. Although I suppose there are divorces that can be considered positive factors, but this seems like such a terrible time for that. More in a moment.
Well, I walked to the window just in time to see your taillights fading in the snow. Seems that all she left behind was a note that said, I'm sorry, I must go. Did she really leave me here all alone this time of year? I'm gonna save an army. I'm gonna have some money come New Year. Bells are ringing, choirs are singing, and my pockets are jingling. My baby left me for
Christmas. I'm gonna have some money come New Year. Bells are ringing, choirs are singing, and my pockets are jingling. My baby left me full of cheer.
Well, they're cheery, aren't they? Home Free is the name of that group, and I guess that's the philosophical approach. But it isn't certainly a pleasant situation for most people in circumstances such as this. 1-866-50-JIMBO, our number, as we talk to Savannah in Memphis on the Bohannon Show with our guest, Jason McClain of MyDivorcePapers.com. Hello, Savannah.
Hi, how are you both? And
well,
I want to shout out to Tom in Port Angeles. I'm a widow, and I'd like to say something. I believe in long engagements. There's a reason for that. And too many people just jump off the cliff, and they're not ready for all the exigencies of marriage. They're thinking about one thing, and they should be thinking about 34 others. You were talking about, mentioned the emotional tsunami of the past election cycle. I lost a friendship of 51 years.
My goodness.
Childhood through college, a closer than close friendship, because she was just not going to be happy unless I voted for her candidate. So she disconnected me. But I'd like to ask Mr. McClain something.
Sure.
First of all, just a short comment. You know, you think of someone like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, mm-hmm. and how sobering it is to think how complicated their divorce is going to be.
Well, yeah.
So there are some blessings.
Who gets custody of which country? Sure.
Yes. The children alone, my goodness. I have a couple of close friends who are, one's contemplating divorce, and the other one is about, I'd say, going to go forward. And I really had a heart-to-heart talk with him. Mr. McClain, I'd like you to talk about this. I said, you better look at your finances and see what you will and will not be disconnected from regarding his debts. You're married. Both partners can be held responsible long term, and things can come back to bite you repeatedly. And although you don't think you have any responsibility, you're holding credit cards in the same name. You've got this in the same name. Am I right, Mr. McClain?
Well, you are right. And let me, for argument's sake and for making sure that we're clear, the first thought in your mind, it says you've got debts and the other party's got debts and there are assets back and forth and how you divide these. The very first thing you say to yourself, if you're ever thinking about trying to get a divorce, is can you and your spouse work together on these details? The moment you come at this in any kind of confrontation, you're going to write a check for $5,000. Just put that in your mind, $5,000 for everything you argue about, because that's what you're going to have to spend to hire an attorney. Now, if you don't mind writing a check for $5,000, then glory, hallelujah, go ahead and argue until the cows come home. But if you want to keep the money in your pocket and you say to yourself, this marriage was married for the wrong reasons, we made decisions for the wrong reasons, and everything that we've engaged, how we deal with each other, is just not right. Be adult enough, be woman enough or man enough to stand up and say,
we believe that this is not going to work. If that's your choice, then be as strong as saying, I promise to work through the details and even have to give up some things. You know something? You can't have a car in every garage. You can't have a chicken in every single coop. And when you go through a divorce, the car gets broken up, the chicken gets broken up, and the coop comes back to the master. So everything's going to change. So be aware of that, number one. So if you're contemplating it, you've got to make different choices. Be ready to go without. But if you're not, be ready to write a check.
One more thing I'd like to ask. What's your thinking on prenups?
I have nothing against a prenup if it makes sense. Now, listen, if you are in a situation where you don't really have a lot of money or a lot of assets, asking for a prenup is almost like asking for your spouse to take a gun, put a bullet into it, hold it at your head, and hope maybe there comes a time when they have to shoot it. But if you really do have assets, you really do have a sizable income or a sizable net worth, your spouse and you should have no challenge having a conversation about what was and what will be. Allow us to work together from this point forward. Listen, when I came into my marriage with my wife, she didn't expect me to lay down a gauntlet, give her half of every single thing I've ever single done. She expected to partner with me going forward. And that's got to be the foundation of a true, strong relationship. How do we partner together? And if we can't partner, we should not be getting married. Because if you do, you'll end up at MyDivorcePapers.com writing your checks to your spouse, discussing things you don't want to do, and your holidays and your world will be a lot different than they are today.
Well, I have a couple that married 5 years ago. I think the man and woman were both brilliant. They don't handle their own finances. They have an accountant. They don't write checks. Things go to that managing person who takes care of all their finances.
That doesn't change anything. The same reality is it's still their money and how they deal with their money. They still need to work it out. Listen, divorces can be nasty, horrible business. The divorce ratio in America is 60% plus. Between this year and the last election year, divorces have gone up 27%. This country is on a path for divorce. It's commonplace. That's why one of my main businesses is a very successful and the number one online divorce company in North America, because the world is changing. And I'll tell you, with God as my secret judge, there's absolutely no reason that two people can't sit down and have an intelligent conversation. Listen, if I can ask you to dinner at the in your name and your sign and what do you like, dogs or cats or what have you, the very least I can do is work with you as an intelligent individual on the challenges we face.
What do you think? She's gone. Well, okay, I guess her answer would be that she agrees with you completely, as do I. More to come, 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. We're talking about the tendency to break apart when this time excuse me, this time of the year shows up. And I again, it's a sad thing, but it happens. Jason McLean has looked into this through his website, MyDivorcePapers.com. We'll talk some more when we come back in just a moment. Tough. George Michael, the song there, he provides the musical aspect of it. Our guest is Jason McLean from MyDivorcePapers.com. Now then, is there any way, forearmed with this knowledge, Is there any way that couples can, oh, I don't know, this may be waiting kind of late, but say around October, start looking for ways to avoid falling into a holiday divorce?
Yes, they can. I mean, holidays are going to be the one point where you'll decide that you're going to make a decision, and most people find themselves making a firm decision and writing that check right after the new year, because you'll get your tax statements, you'll get your W-2s. That's why the big push for divorces always is January, February, and March. That's the biggest season for divorce. But the decision's made the quarter before, so right now. So to your point, right now, when you're looking before the year is over and you're in the year is coming to an end, realize that everything you feel, everything you're experiencing, everything that you're going through is going to be personified and engaged in a much higher degree, because you've got the holidays in front of you. You've got that climax of the end of the year. So the first thing they've got to do is remember, it's not about this, that, or the other things, or buying things and writing checks over holidays. Don't overspend. Don't try to buy the love of your life some loyalty. Don't try to write some big checks. Don't try to go crazy trying to save the marriage through writing a check. Because what will happen is, at the end of the holidays, you'll find out that things are different, things aren't the way you thought they were, and the bill comes due, and of course, everything you thought was good was there. It's kind of like the holidays are like a placebo. It's kind of like it's a false positive. And the idea of the problems you had in January, February, and March of this year are the same problems you've got now. So be patient with your spouse, with yourself, and your family, and realize that you're going to go through something that's going to be a little bit more difficult than you're used to dealing with. So take a deep breath. Don't respond when your spouse says something that drives you up the wall. Just take a deep breath and say, I understand that you feel that way. Thank you for sharing. Give me a moment to digest that one so I can respond to you. Take your breath. Presidents do it all day long when they're addressing Congress or anybody else. They speak slower than you can imagine because they're trying to calm their thoughts and think of what needs to be said. That's the same advice in a relationship, because if you can't do that, when you react, you will be at MyDivorcePapers.com, and you will be there in January, February, and March like millions of other people every single day, because you could not wait to speak your opinion, say what you had to say, and let everything come out, kind of like diarrhea of the mouth. The world begins to change ever so quickly when you speak when you shouldn't.
More to come back in just a moment.
I'll have a blue at Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue. You're just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas right. But I'll have a blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I'll miss you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas up with your wife. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
It's not easy when somebody says, bleh, 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 that's all, folks. So there you have it. Jason McLean, our guest tonight, divorce expert and the like. In terms of if you make it into the new year, and of course we reach that period of time, the annual tradition, usually wasted effort, but sometimes it works. New Year's resolutions for a couple on shaky ground, is it worth trying that approach?
Making a New Year's resolution, you know what? It's kind of like trying to add a ultimatum to a decision you're afraid to make. And ultimatums never get anywhere whatsoever because it's the idea of trying to control somebody else. And that's, of course, the worst thing you can do in any marriage. So instead of making a New Year's resolution, Jim, I think the best decision someone can make is a life resolution to learn how to talk and learn how to listen. Because that's the key to any relationship. If you can talk and your spouse can hear you, then everything can work out pretty simply and pretty easily. So the New Year's are coming up. The world is getting different. And regardless if it's 2017 or whatever year it may be, all you've got to do is one simple thing. Shut up, sit down, and listen. And if you can do that, you can save your marriage. And if you can't, you'll end over at mydivorcepapers.com and you'll start over again.
Well, some food for thought, to say the least, maybe a banquet for thought. We haven't mentioned kids, but I would guess that the holidays are a particularly devastating time to learn that this could be the last time mom and dad will be together.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if you're going to make that decision to end your marriage and you say to yourself that, you know, my wife and I or my husband and I are just not going to work it out, the best thing you want to do is sit down with your children and depending on their age, of course, be honest, be clear, and let them know that mom and dad both love them very, very much. And be cooperative with your spouse. This is a really important time. Most people who are going through a divorce or have made a decision to end their marriage, they usually want to drag, push, or pull the children in the middle of it. And honestly, they don't understand the differences between what's going on based on their age, the young or the old. So the truth is, you've got to find out if your kids are older, you can be more direct. If they're younger, maybe they're 6 years old, 7 or 8, they're in that exploratory stage, and it's going to be very difficult for them. So maybe going through that divorce when they're that young, it's not a bad idea to share those holidays together with your ex for the sake of the kids as you begin to slowly introduce them to the changes which are going to be going forward. If they're a little bit older and they can understand what's going on, believe me, the kids know when the marriage is over. They usually know it before the parents do, and they just can't express it.
All right, less than a minute to go here. Is going to a divorce without a lawyer maybe sometimes a bad idea?
It is a bad idea if you guys cannot agree to the details. That's the most important thing. If the husband and the wife or the two that are married cannot agree to all the details, I mean, just be able to work it out, then get ready to write that check to the attorney. But if you can work it out, if you can discuss things, that's what we do at MyDivorcePapers.com. We make it a very simple process, and we create an interview. We ask the husband, this is what you want. We ask the wife, is this what you want? And if you can work together and not argue on details, then you don't need a lawyer.
But all right, fair enough. We're going to have to wrap on that note. Stay on the line, and we'll speak off air. Jason McClain, our guest, his website, MyDivorcePapers.com, a place where if that's where you need to go, it could be less painful that way. I'm Jim Bohannon on Westwood One.